Get ready to jump headfirst into the deep chasm of knowledge on topics covering the entire spectrum, from the paranormal to conspiracies and even fringe science. Join Josh as he tackles the topic with his no-holds-barred brutal honesty every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Translating Phantoms broadcast. Interactive and intriguing, join the chat and be sure to check those feelings at the door because it's about to get real. And now, Josh Detweiler.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you once again for spending another Thursday night with me on the Translating Phantoms broadcast. Well, I guess I'll go ahead and start off by saying what I always say. Remember, guys, listen to everybody, read everything, believe no one, not even me. Do your own research, come to your own conclusions, form your own opinions. So, I'm a little bit more somber tonight than I usually am, and that's because of what I'm sure all of you know that has gone down this week. Oh, hold on. Sorry, guys. My phone is going crazy. I don't want you guys to be able to hear it. Freaking Vine blows my phone up all day. Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. Okay, so I'm sure as most of you, I'm sure all of you know, if any of you are listening that are in the paranormal community, the tragic death of Debbie Constantino and what I'm going to call the not-so-tragic death of Mark Constantino. I remember when I first saw them on Ghost Adventures. Of course, that was the first time I ever saw them. All the EVP stuff they did, you know, they really, they did a lot for EVP research. They did a lot to, you know, put it out there. They made it popular. They put it on the map, whatever you want to call it. And who knew, you know, that Mark was this type of guy? I mean, of course, TV, you don't get to really know anybody just by watching them on TV. I mean, it's fucking TV. You don't know what's going on in their personal lives. But, I mean, who knew that he was actually, you know, this type of person? You know, an abuser, a woman beater. You know, whatever spin you want to call on it, you know, domestic violence, no good. So, let's see, I think what I'm going to do first, before I talk any more about them, I'm going to just read one of the articles that's out there about what happened. This is from People Magazine. Ghost Adventures couple found dead in apparent murder-suicide. Mark and Debbie Constantino, a couple featured in episodes of the Travel Channel's paranormal investigation series Ghost Adventures, were found dead on Tuesday in an apparent murder-suicide, police say. The bodies were discovered after a woman called police when she returned home and found one roommate, and as of yet unidentified man, dead, and her other roommate, Debbie Constantino, missing. And that was reported by KTVN News. Officers then traced cell phone records to a Sparks, Nevada apartment complex, according to WTSP. But when they approached someone inside, one of the apartments fired shots at them. During negotiations with the gunman, officers learned that he was Mark Constantino, Debbie's estranged husband. According to WTSP, the suspect told police, "Give me 15 minutes to gather my thoughts or I'll kill her." Reno Deputy Chief Tom Robinson, that was his statement of what Mark said. Officers ended up using explosives to blow in the apartment door after unsuccessful negotiations with Mark. And I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, I don't know what had happened up until that point, but I was in the Army. I busted open a couple doors like that before in my time. And it's loud. It's distracting, it's crazy. If you're not expecting it, gotta make you shit your pants. So, but apparently when they used the explosives to blow in the apartment door after unsuccessful negotiations with Mark, but when they entered the apartment, they found the pair dead, and that was reported by KRNV. There was a history of domestic violence between the Constantinos, according to KTVN. In August, Mark Constantino was charged with kidnapping, domestic battery by strangulation, and domestic battery after allegedly pulling Debbie from a car. taking her inside a house and attempting to strangle her. The couple's adult daughter, Raquel Constantino, who was also charged with kidnapping, domestic battery, battery and vehicular burglary following the incident, both Mark and Raquel Constantino were subsequently let out of jail on bail. Mark had not yet entered a plea to the charges against him before Tuesday's incident. Raquel has yet to enter a plea. Mark and W. Constantino had appeared in Ghost Adventures episode, which they were billed as experts in EVP. And if you don't know what EVP is, then stop listening to my show. Start listening to Bill's. They appeared on several episodes of the series between 2008 and 2011. So, yeah, I got to say, as far as EVP goes, I mean, they were it. The method they had of the, they would both hold the two recorders that were the same, they were the same type of recorders that would start recording as soon as they, you know, picked up sound, and they'd check to see if one of them had a longer recording than the other, and they knew that they might have something. Like, that right there is genius. Like, that is amazing. And I didn't only see them on Ghost Adventures, though. One night, me and my wife were up in Atchison visiting the Pickmans. We stayed there over the weekend, and they had a DVD that they had picked up from, I think it was the paranormal convention they have in Gettysburg every year. And they had a DVD that was pretty much all them. It was just all Debbie and Mark stuff. And, you know, of course, it was like, it wasn't a TV show. It was like real paranormal footage. So all of it wasn't very exciting, because it was like a real investigation. There wasn't a bunch of edits or anything like that. I mean, it was just them investigating with different groups of people. One of them had Nick on there. And it was, I mean, you know, it was the way that they did their stuff. I mean, it was impressive. I mean, and they weren't copying off anybody, you know, they came up with these ideas on their own. And, it's pretty awesome. I mean, what they did, it was pretty good stuff. But once again, who knew that this is what their lives, you know, off the camera was really like? And I mean, and I don't know how long the domestic abuse was really going on. I don't know why they split up. If anybody does know, I'd love to find out, but I don't want speculation. I don't want bullshit stories. If you have some concrete facts, I'd like to know, but I don't want to hear from 500 people that, oh, I just talked to them the other day. No, you fucking didn't. You know, that's another thing this is going to turn into, is Debbie's tragic death and Mark's, I almost said a really, really bad word there, Mark's cowardly death. People are going to use this in their click-whoring ways just to try to get attention for themselves, for their paranormal team, for whatever. I'm going to contact them. I've contacted them. No, you didn't. I'm sad to say that, honestly, if they're really going to contact anybody, for one, I hope Mark is burning his ass in hell right now. So hopefully he can't contact anybody. So if Debbie was going to contact anybody, I honestly, as much as I don't like them, it would probably be Zach or Aaron or Nick. Or I like Nick, but, you know, the Ghost Adventures crew, it would probably be them. Now, do I think they should put it on TV? No. Will Zach put it on TV? Yeah. But, you know, honestly, all the work they did with them and the recognition that got that show got them, and I'm sure they were, like, for real friends, that if they were going to if she was going to contact anybody, I would assume it would probably be them. Why would it be Mr. Huff of Huff Paranormal? Why the hell would they contact you? Because he's already, oh, I'm going to contact him in this anytime anybody with any kind of celebrity status dies. For some reason, they all go talk to him and his spirit box and stupid little boxes with the crosses all over him in his house. It's ridiculous. You know, and there's other people out there. People say that they have contact. No, you haven't. You haven't contacted them. Get over it. Quit trying to be a click whore. Using your click whoring ways by using their names, try to get people to click on your video and follow your group and subscribe to your YouTube channel, and blah, blah, give you a thumbs up, blah, blah, blah. It's all bullshit. You know, and even if they are out there, even if what we investigate, what we try to seek is really out there, I mean, Jesus Christ, people, can you give her a couple days to be in peace on the other side before you go bombarding her? I mean, come on. You know, and of course the other crap's going around, oh, because the places they've been and the things they've done, and Mark was possessed, and oh, bullshit. Bullshit. For one, if that was the case, they're experts on the paranormal. Don't you think that they would have been able to see that and gone somewhere and gotten help? I don't believe that was the case at all, because I do know somebody personally that was in a situation that was maybe, I guess you could say, maybe not a full-on possession, but they lived in a place that had bad, really bad shit in it, and he had planned on killing his wife. He had it all planned out. He was going to kill her when she got home from work. And what did he do? He realized something was wrong. He realized something was wrong. I love my wife. I wouldn't kill her. Why do I have these thoughts? Why am I planning on doing this when she gets home? Left the house. It all went away. You know, when he left the house, it went away. So he knew those weren't really his, you know, and obviously it didn't happen. And they got the help. The help they needed was getting the fuck out of the house, and that's what they did. And there you go. Nobody died. So all this bullshit about he was possessed. No, he wasn't possessed. He was an asshole. He was a coward, asshole, woman beater, domestic violence. Girl, I could say so many things. Who knew, though? Who knew that this couple we saw on TV that seemed to be so in love with each other and doing what they love together, who knew that this is what their lives were like behind the scenes? It's crazy. It really is. It really is. So, before I go on, though, not that I need it, because this will get me riled up enough talking about all you bullshit artists out there, what you're going to be doing to try to capitalize on their deaths, but I'm going to crack open the Red Bull. Yes. Very nice. Very nice. So I don't know, you know, I only heard about this, I know it started to come to light on Tuesday. I didn't hear about this till last night. Of course, I don't really follow, you know, the whole paranormal community too closely anymore because, frankly, it's 85% bullshit. And I just can't. I can't do it. So I didn't know this was going on until actually my mother tagged me on Facebook in an article from USA Today about what happened. And when I read it, like, I couldn't believe it. Like, I had to read it again and again. I'm like, I just kept reading. Like, Mark killed her? Like, okay, wait a second. Was this Mark? Was this somebody? Like, I was like, yeah, I was. I could not wrap my mind around it. Yeah, I need the Red Bull, folks. Can you tell? I couldn't wrap my mind around it. There we go. And, I had to read it a few times to really get what was really going on. It's crazy. But I'm on Twitter right now, right this second. And I'm sure there's a hashtag. There's got to be a hashtag going on. I want to see what people are saying. I'm going to read some tweets live on the air. I don't know. Let's see. There's got to be a hashtag out there already. Let's see. Let's try RIP Constantinos. If I could spell it right. Come on now. Nope, nothing on that. You tell me, really, there's not? I would thought for sure there'd be a hashtag about this. I guess not. But, of course, people are talking about it. And it just goes to show you. And, you know, here we go. Well, this is their Twitter. Thought maybe I'd be able to see people tweeting them, but I can't. Sorry, guys, this is taking so long. Nah, all right, I don't know. If you guys know more than I do, please let me know. Because I want to see what people are saying about this. I want to see the bullshit that people are going to be putting out there trying to get, you know, trying to bring attention to themselves instead of letting this woman rest in peace. But, you know, so we have all these groups out there in the community, okay, that are forming and, you know, this and that, this group and that group, EVPs, demons, we do this, we handle that. Where's the group about domestic violence, one way or the other? Where is the paranormal community when it comes to domestic violence, just like this? I mean, obviously some people had to know that this was going on, that he was abusing her. I mean, people had to know, and that's why all these people, oh, we were such good friends with them. We just talked to them the other day. Well, for one, you talked to them, really? Because they were estranged. So did you talk to them separately, or did you talk to them together? And if you did talk to them, and you're such good friends with them, then why the fuck didn't you try to help them? Or her, I should say. Why didn't you try to help her? Why didn't anybody say, hey, Mark Constantino is actually a wife-beating, abuser piece of shit, so maybe we should stop giving him recognition for stuff. You know, and I also heard through the grapevine, not really on grapevine, only through one person, actually, that she was getting a show. And since they were estranged, they were separated, he was not going to be a part of said show. So where does that come into play? I wonder. Where does that come into play to all this? Was the jealousy fuming? And I'm sorry, but you gotta know, like, okay, I'm not trying to say anything bad here. Debbie wasn't, as a woman, looking, as I'm a man, I'm looking at this woman, she wasn't my particular cup of tea. But I could see where a lot of men out there would find her very attractive. And then I'm sorry, you got Mark over here, and I remember the first time I saw them on Ghost Adventure first time, I'm like, how did this goonball, this freaking overweight, aged, bald guy score this chick? You know, and now they're estranged. So, I mean, speaking from a guy's point of view, they split up. He's probably jealous about the TV stuff. He's not going to have the money rolling in because everybody wants her. They don't want him. They want her as the EVP expert on the TV shows. And then on top of that, you got the husband jealousy coming in where, look at me. How the hell, who am I going to be with now? And then, oh, look at her. She could have just about any man she wants. And I'm sure there's plenty out there in the paranormal community that would have been like, oh yeah, I am down with that. So then you got that jealousy that comes into play with this whole thing. The whole, if I can't have you, nobody can have you thing. You know, so where did all that come into play in all this? You know? And, you know, even the people in the paranormal community that they were, you know, friends with, I don't know how private they kept their private life. I mean, I don't know. Did Zach Bagans know that this is how the relationship was? I mean, I don't know. I don't know one way or the other, but it makes me wonder, like, how many people knew that stuff, that this was going on? You know, were there people, respected people in the community that knew about it? I don't know. I'd like to find out, but I don't know. Let's see. I'm still halfway searching Twitter like I'm talking to you guys, while I'm talking to you guys here. Okay, let's see. That's awesome. Okay, the first thing that popped up, thank you. I love this. Dave Schrader. Which I've never, the only time I've ever heard him is when he fills in on Coast to Coast. Sadly, EVT specialist Mark and Debbie Constantino are dead after Mark ended their lives. And what does he say after that? Does he say, listen to my show, I'm going to try to contact them? Or no. What does he say after that? What's in his tweet after that? The National Domestic Hotline, which I'm going to go up, 1-800-799-7233. 7233 spells safe. The National Domestic Abuse Hotline right there. Dave, I know you're not listening. because you're way more popular than me, but that's awesome, man. Props to you, bro. Props to you. But what else do we got out there? What else do we got out there? I mean, so we got, of course, people talking the Constantino tragedy right now on After Hours AM. Hey, I am too. You must be in a different part of the world because it's not the AM here. There you go. Thank you. I hope none of these people get mad I'm giving out their Twitter stuff or anything, but a woman that I follow and I think I've had a couple short discussions on with her about respecting the dead and all that. Rain, it's at Rain, RAINEMCK6. Hashtag Steve Huff has hashtag no respect for the living or the deceased. Disgusting douchebag behavior. RIP Debbie Constantino. Way to go. You rock, girl. And let's see. I want to click on this link she has here, link to this, and see what. Steve Huff attempts to communicate with Mark and Debbie Constantino the day they died. Like, fucking seriously? Seriously? The day they died? And this fuck. I'm sorry, folks. I was about to scream in your ears. This guy, I'm sorry. If you, for one, if you buy into this guy's bullshit about every dead celebrity that contacts him, you need to go get your damn head examined. Or somebody needs you knock. Somebody needs to knock you upside the head. Because this guy is full of shit. So let's see. Oh, let's see what this article says. I cannot believe this. The day they died. Like, fucking seriously. Steve Huff attempts to communicate with Mark and Debbie Constantino the day they died. A murder-suicide is rocking the paranormal community this week. Mark Constantino shot and killed his wife, Debbie, and then himself during a standoff with police today. EVP specialist Steve Huff. He's not a fucking EVP specialist, for one. All he does is ghost box. That's all he does. Says he has already tried to reach out to the spirits of the deceased paranormal investigators. Mark and Debbie Constantino are best known for being on Ghost Adventure series. We already know. Of course, they mentioned Zach in here. Let's see. Paranormal investigator and EVP specialist. I'm sorry. Just because you have a YouTube channel that you were lucky enough to hop on YouTube and make a channel before most people did, does not make you a specialist. So EVP specialist, bullshit, Steve Huff says that the best time to communicate with spirits is immediately upon their death. He claimed that he did a ghost box session after he heard the news. This is a quote from him, Jesus Christ. The best time to reach someone is within 24 hours of their passing, and I find nothing wrong with it at all. Of course you don't, you fucking click whore. Especially if it is the best chance for communication, Steve Huff said. I already did a session and had some flat-out amazing things come through, but am not posting it as everyone gets all weird over it. Debbie was in the field. EVP was her specialty. Everyone gets all weird over it? No, everyone calls you a fucking asshole because you can't let you have no respect. And you can't give people 24 hours, a spirit, somebody who just was murdered, 24 fucking hours before you try to fucking, before you try and to quote unquote communicate with them in your house, post it all over YouTube. I tell you, I refuse to get on his channel, even click on his videos, because I'm telling you, I'm not being any part of him earning any of his YouTube monies. I can tell you that right now. I refuse to even click on any of his videos. I will not even give him a second of my time so he does not get a penny out of me watching them. Thank you. Well, and this article ends with, some paranormal investigators openly agree with Huff. Most disagree, saying that it is disgraceful. And it is. This son of a bitch. Oh, my God. I hope this brings him down, finally. After all the Robin Williams bullshit, all the celebrity crap, every time somebody... I hope this thing, now finally, because this actually hits the paranormal community. This isn't like just, you know, and I say just, that is not the right word to say. This is not a celebrity like Robin Williams or, you know, somebody of a status like that, a movie star, a comedian like that, that has died. This hits the paranormal community on a deeper level. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that this brings down, finally, that people will see this guy, for one, is disrespectful, and two, is full of shit. And you know what, Steve? I challenge you any day, come on this show. Any day, Steve. Any day. I'm calling you out right now. I'm calling you out. Put it on Twitter. Put it on Facebook. I don't care. Steve, come on my show, and let's talk about how you have no respect. But I bet you won't, because I will destroy you. Straight up. So, let's get back to Twitter. So, what I'm seeing is most people, and I'm so glad that what I'm seeing on here is R.I.P. Debbie. I am really glad that I'm not seeing any crap about R.I.P. Mark. And, of course, I typed in the hashtag, or the hashtag going on right now is Mark and Debbie Constantino. It's not, there's no R.I.P. or anything like that. But I am so happy, which I'm sorry, I wouldn't even put his name in the damn hashtag. It's like, for real, fuck that guy. He's a piece of shit. Maybe he wasn't way back when, but as recently, he obviously was. You get charged with trying to kidnap your wife that's trying to leave you, try to strangle her, and then you kill her, and then you coward ass, you take yourself out, so you don't have to face the consequences. And who knows what was going through? What do you think? Like, they were going to go to the afterlife or the other side, or whatever you want to call it, and would be together again? I mean, what the hell is this fucking guy thinking? Like, seriously. Like many who are posting about this, I was deeply saddened to hear the news about Mark and Debbie. Well, I'm more sad about Debbie. Fuck Mark. Sorry, I mean, you don't disrespect the dead. Well, you know what? Whatever. Let's see. I am yet to see, other than the article I read about Huff, I'm not really seeing anybody on here, you know, trying to say that they've, oh, of course, let's see, is this guy legit? I'm not going to say his name. I don't know who he is, so I'm not going to say his name. I'm heartbroken, I'm angry, I'm confused. I've known Mark and Debbie Constantino since 2006. Okay, well, you obviously didn't know him that good. They were my friends. Maybe. Okay, well, he's probably legit. I'm not even going to say who that is. No, I will. It's Chad Lindbergh. That's one person that I do believe is probably did know them. Probably was his friends, but of course I'm sure they knew each other on a professional level, so I'm sure that he didn't know what was going on, you know, in their personal lives. But, yeah. Oh, and here's somebody posted a picture from their Twitter from July 1st. Of course, it's Debbie Mark Constantino, because they had the joint Twitter. It says, "Know your worth. When you give yourself to someone who doesn't respect you, you surrender pieces of your soul that you'll never get back." That was on July 1st. Of course, I'm going to guess that was probably from Debbie. God bless her heart. You know, there's her, you know, I think reaching out, maybe not reaching out, but at least putting something out there in the paranormal community that's saying, you know, not directly saying this is what I'm going through, but obviously this is something that she can relate to. Obviously she wouldn't put it out there, but, you know, trying to put it out there, don't put yourself in the situation that I'm in. You know your worth. Which is great. Oh, man, this is crazy. There's R.I.P. Mark, and yeah, no, R.I.P. Mark, sorry. I'm just going there, I want to find somebody that is saying that they've contacted him, besides Huff. I mean, you can't tell me that none of us knew, nobody didn't know that was coming. And there you go. I mean, just crazy. And Huff is full of shit. Full of shit. Can anybody confirm the news about them? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, when I first saw it, like, I thought it was like an internet death hoax thing until I realized it was USA Today. And I was still even, like, half thinking I was going to click on it. And it was going to be like, oh, you just got owned, bitch, or something like that. But crazy. Crazy, crazy, craziness. Yeah, it's all 4 days ago. Let's see. Now we're getting into something. Now we're getting into other stuff because it didn't happen that 4 days ago. There's a few out there. I just looked at the top tweets. I didn't look at all of them. But, yeah, I got to say, Mr. Steve Huff, you are a piece of shit. So, what is... I don't know, what does this mean now for the paranormal community? I mean, you know, we've already had the incident where we had the guy going in and investigating that was a fucking pedophile. And now, you know, of course, there's all the stuff against that, you know, not letting people in your house to investigate without knowing their background or without talking to them prior or trusting them. That's why I stopped with the whole certain person that just gives people's information out to any team that requests it. I did it one time. We worked with the woman for a little over 6 months, almost a year, to help her. I'd say that was a lot. So, I mean, you know, you got one. Okay, you got that situation going on where it's like, here's a case. Anybody who replies first gets the info. You don't know who you're giving your info to. And then you got teams that go in there, that collect evidence. They don't try to help anybody. They stir shit up. They make it worse. They leave, and the people never hear from them again. We worked with this woman for a long time. For a long, long time. And you can get on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/translatingphantoms. Look for my one video that's a residential haunting. And I even blurred her face out and bleeped her name out during the whole video because it was private. You know, people put up private residence. Well, it's not private because you're just blasting it all over YouTube. It ain't very private, is it? And I don't even try to call this private. I just call it residence. But I still blurred her face out. I bleeped her name out because, you know, the woman didn't need all that. All her stuff all over the internet. But she was okay with us putting up with her. She didn't even ask me to do that. She said it was fine for us to put the stuff out there. She didn't even ask me to do that. That was my decision. Get on there, watch the whole video. Don't even watch. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. Just go to the end. Go to the end of the video and listen. And listen and see what's on there. And anybody who goes into a person's house to investigate, well, you shouldn't go in there to investigate, for one. You should go in there to help. If investigating is part of helping. You don't just go in there and investigate or ghost hunt and stir shit up and then leave and leave these people more fucked than they already were. That's bullshit. But what's at the end of that video, any team that goes into somebody's home and says they're going to try to help them should get something like I got at the end of that video. Go check it out. So, but what does this mean? Back to what I was saying. Damn Red Bull. So, back to what I was saying. What does this mean for the paranormal community now? I mean, is it going to come to light that maybe there's more domestic violence going on in the paranormal community than we know? And whether it's on one side or the other. I mean, you hear domestic violence, you always hear about, you think of a dude beating up a chick. It ain't always like that. It is not always like that. It can be the other way around. But it's just crazy. I think that's something that will probably be addressed and that should be addressed in the future now. You know, and all this para-unity and everybody's this big community and everything and blah, blah, blah. Well, let's start helping each other. Let's start helping each other for real. Somebody's going through tough times, put it out there, try to get, if they want it to be put out there, so they can get help. Or so somebody can put them in the, right hands to help them. And don't blame it on, what's the damn place? Every time, folks. Damn place in Kentucky where Ghost Adventures went to. By the way, don't I don't hear no bullshit about, oh, we went to Bobby's Mackey's house and then so-and-so's husband got possessed and started beating her and blah. Oh, bullshit. That's no excuse. I'm sorry. That's no excuse. For one, nobody should fucking go to that place anyway. Two, you know, then any place like that, really. I mean, for one, it's a revolving goddamn door. You don't know what people are bringing in there. You don't know what people are living behind. You know, it's just like any place, you know, like the Sally house has become, like the Beliska house has been for a long time, Waverly Hills, those places that's just a freaking revolving door for teams and investigators to go in there. You don't know what they brought in there with them. You don't know what they had attached to them. You don't know what they're leaving behind, you know. You know, like, I have no desire to go to Beliska because I don't even know who the hell knows what's even there now. You know, now, from a couple of people that have been to Beliska that I trust, I think when they were there that what happened was being acted out again on the other side, if you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like a residual thing, like it happens, you know, like, you know, house, the residual haunting, same thing happens. You know, I don't know if that happens there, but I think when they were there that it happened from what I heard and what they told me and what the clairvoyant, you know, because he hates the word psychic, I'll call him a clairvoyant, what he told me he was experiencing, I believe that while they were there, the residual acts of what acts, A-C-T-S, not acts, I'm not trying to be an asshole with some puns here, but the residual acts of that night, the acts of that night were being, you know, gone through again residually. So, and I just, yeah. But when other investigators go in there, who knows who the hell they're even talking to or even dealing with? You got idiots that go in there and it's like, oh, man, oh, God, my back, oh, my God, you got a scratch, man, holy shit, oh, dude, you guys, oh, I got to take a break. Like, for one, okay, you got a little scratch, it ain't even that bad, you got to take a break, what are you there for, what do you think is going to happen? Like, I've never been scratched before, I could say that, like, I guess you could say I've kind of been scratched, like, I've had red marks left on me, but I've never, like, it's never broke the skin. But I wasn't like, oh, my God, I have to stop. Oh, my God. Like, that's what you're there for. That's what you're there for. If you can't handle it, then get out. Okay, for one. So then after you got that going on, oh, then you got idiots. And this isn't any place that has something bad in it. You got idiots. We demand you right now to tell us who scratched our friend. We demand you. Like, man, shut the fuck up, dude. You demand what? You don't even know what you're demanding to answer you, for one. And if it has the power to scratch your friend, what the hell do you demanding it think it's going to do? You think it gives a shit if you're demanding it? It doesn't fucking care. Whatever it is. If your buddy was even really scratched, because of course it happened off camera, so he could have scratched his damn self. It's just ridiculous shit like that. Ridiculous shit. That's why I'm not one to get, you know, I'd go to work and I'd get on YouTube and I'd just type in ghost hunting shit and I'd just listen to it all day while I was working. I can't do it anymore because it's just, oh, there's so many gimmicks now and so many, everybody thinks they're a fucking expert. And, you know, I watched this one random group years ago. I don't know who they were. I don't know where they were. But it sticks out in my mind because, and I never tried this, and I always said I was going to, but I just never did, is what they did is they had the spirit box, SB1, or one, whatever, the second generation one, it's the one I got, and a guy plugged headphones into it and then put it in his ears and then put, like, headphones over those that weren't plugged into anything to block out any outside sound. And it was him and two women. And so the women would start asking questions, and then him, not knowing what they were saying or asking, would just blurt out every word, every clear word he heard, to see if what he was hearing was relevant. They were getting, which was, to me, that was awesome. Like, I was like, dude, that is freaking genius right there. That is awesome. But once again, like I say, it was years ago. I don't know who they are. I don't know where they were. It was just a random freaking video. It was when I was doing research, before I even really started investigating, when I was doing research about what equipment I actually wanted to spend my money on, and I was just looking up Ghostbox videos, you know, looking up the different kinds, the SB, you know, all that stuff to see what, and of course, as you know, if you ever watch a video, I ended up with an SB7, and I ended up with the one particular Shack Hack, which is freaking amazing. I love my Shack Hack. Radio Shack, they don't even make the radio like they used to, so you can't hack it anymore. So if that thing ever breaks on me, I'm going to be very, very sad. But anyway, you know, but what the Constantinos did for EVP and the methods they came up with for getting EVPs were freaking genius, like with the whole recording. I mean, my problem is that I got a family. I can't go out and spend $400 a piece on two recorders that'll do the stuff their recorders did. You know, so like me in particular, I can't do that. I just can't do that. I got a family to feed. I can't go out and spend that much money on equipment. Like for instance, I got the email, I'm sure a lot of you did, from Digital Dowsing about the new Ovulus. Oh man, I actually want that thing, Ovulus 5. I want it, but man, I know for a fact that I could afford it, but I go to click that pre-order button, and it just runs through my head, like, how much food is this, you know, that could be feeding my daughter? How much money worth of this is clothes to put on my daughter's back? You know, how much of this money could be used, I don't know, to take my daughter to the zoo? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know, like, okay, I make X amount of dollars an hour. I get paid this much. How much of my life am I actually spending here? Like, you know, let's say you make $10 an hour. I make more than that, but whatever. So you make $10 an hour, okay? And the thing is $325. So you make $10 an hour. It's $325. So usually I can do math in my head, but for whatever reason, my brain just shits itself whenever I get on this microphone. So I'm going to use calculator. 325 is divided by 10. That equals 32.5. So you make $10 an hour at your job. You pre-order the Ovulus 5 for $325. That is literally, you are spending 32 and a half hours of your life on that piece of equipment. You know, that's the way that I have come to think about and justify buying things for myself versus I have a family to take care of. You know, what else could this money be used for? And how many hours, not how much money, how many hours of my life am I spending on what I'm buying? You know, but I'm not going to lie, I really want the damn thing. I really do. But it's just so expensive, man. $325 is expensive. I mean, I got both my Ovuluses, my Ovulus X, the original Ovulus X. I bought it with the DDT all together on eBay for $100. And then my Ovulus X Rev B, I bought from Digital Dowsing. It was like $120. So that one is more than both of mine and the DDT combined. But I got to say, it looks freaking awesome. I do want it. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll hit that pre-sale button, or I think it'll be off pre-sale here pretty soon. So maybe one day I'll just hit that buy button. I don't know. You know, a lot of stuff that Bill makes is so freaking cool. Like, there's actual science to it. You know, it's not like the infamous Spirit Box app where, how do spirits use this? Oh, through vibrations. Well, what do you mean? Oh, I don't know. I'm not a ghost. I mean, shut the fuck up. Bill has actual science in his equipment. This is my theory of how I built this piece of equipment for spirits to use to communicate with us. He has a reason. He has a method to his madness. You know, you ask him how something works, he will tell you how it works. You ask him how spirits are supposed to use it to communicate, he will tell you his theory on how the spirits are supposed to use it to communicate. He does not bullshit you. He gives you straight-up answers. You know, when I got my Obvious X Rev B, it didn't work right. He was like, yo, here's the posting. Send it in. I'll fix it. I'll get it right back to you. I had it back in a week. Worked awesome. The dude was nice as hell, answered all my questions I had about it after he fixed it, best methods of using it, best way to calibrate it, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know, how it really is supposed to work, you know, good stuff. Like anybody that makes anything, he answered questions that anybody that makes anything, whether it's an app or a piece of equipment, I don't give a fuck if it's fucking stick tied on a string that's somehow supposed to communicate with paranormal. He answered all the questions that somebody who creates a device like that should be able to answer. And he didn't get me no bullshit about, oh, it's through vibrations. Does that even mean? For real? What does that even mean? It's ridiculous. See, that's another thing. Go back to Steve Huff. I want to know why all these celebrity spirits, whatever you want to call them, come to him. Why do they come to you at your house to talk to you? They didn't know you. They don't know you. They didn't know you. Who the fuck are you to them? Why wouldn't Robin Williams, for example, figure out if he wanted to, if he had something to say to somebody, which I would grant it would probably be his family, not you, for you to put up on YouTube. Don't you think he would find another way to do it, to communicate with his family? Because you hear about all these random things that happen to random people that aren't fucking paranormal investigators that have the experiences with the paranormal of something trying to communicate with them in different ways. I've heard shit about, like, shit was typed out on somebody's computer. Like, they fucking brought up Google, walked away, and came back to the computer, and some shit was typed in that was relevant to them, to a family member that is just deceased, that, you know, recently died, typed into their fucking Google search bar. You know, something, that's just an example. I mean, something. Why the hell would he want to contact you? Why the hell would any of these people want to contact you? Why? It's ridiculous. Because you're a click whore. They don't. You're a click whore. And anything could be coming through your freaking spirit box or whatever the hell you use nowadays. I know the picture that was on the freaking thumbnail of your video looks like something on your freaking computer, which I don't trust that shit. How do you know that they're these people? You don't have any personal information about them to ask them to confirm who they are. I'm a firm believer in spirits can lie. I mean, what keeps them from lying? We can lie. Why can't they lie? So yeah, some asshole fucking spirit that wants to fuck with you can go, oh yeah, I'm Rob Williams. Man, shut. There's no way for you to even know that. And for you to post it is irresponsible. You know, at least with me, yeah. There's videos that I have out there where I'm like, okay, well, this is what I think I'm talking to, but at least that I leave it up for interpretation and I admit the fact that I could be wrong. And that's one of the biggest problems in this field, that nobody can admit the damn fact that they could be wrong, that maybe they're wrong. Nope, everything they say is right. Everything they do is right. They can do this while other people can't because bad things happen to them for this reason and that reason and blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada. It's crap. Ah. Paranormal-it-alls, it's ridiculous. That is the number one contribution killing the paranormal community is paranormal-it-alls. They killed anybody who ever even tried with the para-unity thing, anybody who believed in it, any of that. The paranormal-it-alls are the people who killed that and killed this community because they know it all. They're not going to let anybody tell them any different. They can't admit that maybe they were wrong. I can. All the people that are within the paranormal that I'm friends with, they can admit maybe they're wrong. You know? Other than people that have had certain experiences, most of them can be like, hey, maybe we're all crazy. Maybe there is a rational explanation to everything that we experience. Maybe there is. I don't think there is, but there could be. And other than a very few people, and I know the reason that they don't think that, and they have very good reason not to think that, is because of what they've experienced. And a lot of what they've experienced and what I've been told, shown, is a main reason, besides my own experiences, of why I'm like, yeah, well, I think this shit's real. you know. But the reality is, we really don't know. I know maybe we are crazy. Maybe, you know, people out there that are for real, like psychics or clairvoyants, I don't know. Maybe they all have schizophrenia. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't think so. But maybe. Maybe. So, I guess we'll get back on the Constantinos. I don't know. Hey, Bill and Dan, hey, if you guys want to jump in, go for it, because I love your contributions. I'm sure everybody else does. I just want, I'm sure everybody would love to know, because I know you guys told me that you were just getting spotty information during Bill's show about what went down. So if there's anything you guys want to say that you haven't got to say, chime in at any time. Go for it. Go for it. I want to know. If anybody else wants to call in, I want to know. To know what you think about all this.
Well, I'll tell you something, Josh. And
what
I'm right
up
with nothing. And I'll tell you this. It was actually on Tuesday during our Weird News show. And we were getting very spotty information, like I'm sure the rest of the community was, and the public from media. And I, like you, actually thought, oh my God, they were killed by like her ex, because they said ex.
They said Mark
her.
And Debbie killed by ex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody even really knew that they were separated.
Yeah.
So all of these people that.
How did they not know? Because everybody's their best friend.
Exactly right. And now, you know, then to hear that this man, and I use that term very loosely, because in my opinion, that is not a man. And even if it was the other way around, I would call her not a woman. You know what I mean? It goes both ways. Domestic violence in any community, they're not protected. A piece of paper from the police department and a court does not protect you in this country. Nothing can help you. And it actually is pretty scary. This is 2015, and you can't be protected. People are still embarrassed. People are still embarrassed to come forward and say, hey, listen, my wife is beating me. My husband is beating me. I need help. And if they do reach out to get help, people don't want to hear it. And that makes me sick. But when something happens, everybody jumps on that bandwagon. Everyone, oh, rest in peace and rest in peace. Oh, and Mark must have, you know, he must have had issues. You know what? I have issues. You have issues. Bill has issues. We're not killing people.
Yeah. I'm not beating my wife. That's right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, issues. Man, fuck that. I'm not.
You know, and then.
Yeah, I'm not. No excuses. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
Who I feel bad for on this whole thing, and this is what Danielle and I were talking about, and really, we haven't tweeted about it. We haven't done anything, because I refuse to. These people that are trying to get attention, and I feel bad for, like, Debbie's family, even, you know, Mark's immediate family and things like that. When people are tweeting all this bullshit, like at least 100,000 people already have said, oh my God, I just talked to them Monday. They were like family. Josh, you know, I lost my brother just not too long ago, my little brother.
Uh-huh.
And I remember people coming around, oh my God, he was like my brother. And I remember just thinking in my head, no, he wasn't, dickhead. He was like my brother. He was like your friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's these.
Well, yeah, it's just like, I just talked to them the other day. Well, what do you mean you talked to them? They were split up.
Yeah.
So who
exactly.
the fuck did you talk to?
And let me tell you something, Josh, from my personal life, and there are some people that know this, and there's actually a person in the paranormal community that actually was nice enough to put it all out there for me as well. So since it's all out there, I'll speak about it. I had a cousin. It happened about 10 years ago. He was losing his job as a trader on the stock exchange. He was getting divorced. He had a wife and two children. The youngest was three. The oldest was five. And it was a visitation. She was telling everybody how afraid of him she was. Everybody ignored that she was saying she was afraid of him. She went to the court. The court system said, no, you have to drop off the kids and pick up the kids. And we're sorry that, you know, this is how it has to go. She kept on saying mm-hmm. she was afraid. And I had once told her, don't fucking go there. So if you're afraid, fuck them. Keep the kids. Let the cops come and take the kids. Like, you know, like back and forth. If you're afraid, don't go. Well, one day she went to go pick up the kids. And this is my cousin. What this coward, piece of garbage loser did, when he opened the door, he grabbed her by her ponytail, pulled her into the house, stabbed her 38 times and killed her. Left her on the kitchen floor to die. went outside, switched the license plates on the cars, took the kids, went upstate, got a hotel room, the first hotel room that him and his wife stayed in together. There was a standoff with a SWAT team, and that coward took a whole bottle of OxyContins and went to sleep nightly nice and never woke up again. And you know what he said
fucking
in his suicide
bullshit.
Letter? Right? And know what he said in his suicide letter? I couldn't do jail time. So when I see things like this happen, and I see that someone like Mark killed her and then killed himself, I don't see a deranged lunatic. What I see is a man that didn't want to face the music.
Yeah, I see a coward.
If you want
That's
to kill yourself
see.
And you're upset and, you know, there was a demon attached to you and, you know, all these evil locations got to him, kill yourself. If you can't take the demon that's on you, kill yourself.
And that's bullshit anyway. Okay, you can't tell me, like, you know, that for one, they didn't have, you know, because you always hear about, like, let's take Ghost Adventures, for example. Oh, we went to this location and we had to go see someone afterwards to get cleansed and blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? So you tell me that if it was some fucking demon or something that they couldn't have done, they couldn't have gone and got help, that they didn't know somebody to go to for
that's
help with that?
And
exactly
during your show,
told, yeah.
That's exactly what Bill... Go ahead, tell me what you said.
Well, I was like, in this whole field, is there anybody they don't have access to? Is there somebody they couldn't call? There's nobody in the entire field they couldn't call. I mean, they have resources beyond what we can imagine as far as that shit goes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just, you know... There's plumbers that go home and kill them wives. Does that mean the toilet possessed them? Or
oh, no, they must have been in a house with a demon.
Yeah, must have.
You know, yep. And I told you before about those groups that are posting all of this stuff that's actually really scary to me. And the reason why it's scary to me is because every day we have people entering our community, the paranormal community, and they're going to go out and they're going to investigate. And if you don't know anything about it and know who to trust and not trust within this community... And then you see this gentleman that makes equipment, and you're like, wow, he must know what he's doing. And, oh, my God, look at this story. And, wow, they spoke to him last night. First of all, I don't think there's any way, and I believe there is God. I am a Roman Catholic. I am a churchgoer. And I'll tell you one thing. God ain't putting two of them side by side. That's just not the way he's going to operate. So if they're going to come back and talk to anybody, it's not going to be together.
Exactly. And I'm just waiting for the, I talked to them. They're together. No, they're fucking not.
You know, and
why
nobody
would
knows.
She be with him?
Yeah, and nobody knows anybody's real life. You know, this pig did this in their child's home.
Yeah.
Just to do something like that, to put that on your kid can't go into that home, can't sleep in that house, can't even go pick up a luggage. To do that.
Yep.
What kind of a person does that make you? That makes you a selfish pig. Move on. So she don't want you no more. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Well,
what I don't understand.
I'm wondering who this other roommate was. I'm not wondering if
the way
maybe
I gather,
was she already with somebody? Because
no,
when
I
got
guy,
she was a man.
Yeah, but I think that was her female roommate's boyfriend is the way I read it. She lived with a man and a woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I understood it too.
But what I don't understand is
it was probably that asshole busted in the door. That guy probably tried to stop him. Boom, you're dead.
And now,
then he snatched her and they were gone. You know, I'm sure he had the gun right on her. You're fucking coming with me or you're dying. You know what I'm saying?
Or he didn't want to fight a man, you know.
Oh, he didn't want to. No, usually these kinds of cowards don't want to fight a man. Yeah. You know, these kinds of cowards don't stand up to him.
Yeah, the guy tried to stop him and he blew him away. I mean,
exactly right. But the thing that kills me is this happened in the state of Nevada. Am I correct? Yes, this happened in the state of Nevada. And now here's my thing. Now, she was kidnapped by him.
A month ago.
A month prior. Kidnapped.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she was beat or strangled or a combination of the two. Where is the problem here? Why wasn't the system protecting her?
And Josh, I told you the other night, remember? We were talking about it the other night. Yeah, the guy beat the shit out of her a month ago, kidnapped her a month ago. He gets out after, like, around here, I think it's 8 hours for domestic violence. You got some 19-year-old douchebag who was just hanging out with his friends. They got him with an ounce of pot. He's in the freaking slammer for 3 months. You know what I mean? There's a better use of the system, I think.
Nonviolent.
Wait 1 second. I just read something in the chat room that Ariel posted, and she posted a quote according to U.S. Weekly, this wasn't, and this is a quote from U.S. Weekly, this wasn't the couple's first domestic violence incident. Last month, Mark was charged with kidnapping and domestic battery against his estranged wife. She had obtained a restraining order against him. Their adult daughter, their daughter was an accomplice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But you know what?
I think the domestic battery came because he strangled her. That's what I read in one of the articles I read said, yeah, he got that charge.
It's by
strangulation. Because he strangled her. Yeah, by strangulation. Yeah.
And you see how they're saying, like, the adult daughter might have been an accomplice. But you know what? You put your kid in this situation. Hey, listen, where does your mother live? I want to go see mommy. Come on, please. I'm desperate. I want to see mommy. I need to see her.
Yeah, I mean, for all we know, she was just in the car when it all went down. We don't know.
And just in a spot.
Yeah.
You know, mom's pulling you this way, dad's pulling you that way, and you're like, oh, my God, I don't want to choose. And
she's like, you go talk to her. You guys work it out. Fuck it, whatever.
Like, here, go talk to her. Like, you just don't know. Nobody knows. And all of these people in the paranormal community saying that they knew these two people, where, excuse my language, the fuck were you when she got beat in last month? Where were you? Yeah. Where were you all telling her, don't stay in Nevada, come to my house in Kansas, come to my house in New York, come to my house in Hawaii? Where were they?
Yep.
Because you know what? If she was not in that state and somebody from this community that was their so best friend, they would have went to Mark, and I'm sorry, any real man would have showed Mark what a beating was.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that 100%. 100%. Because you can't tell. Yeah, if all these people were so close to them, you can't tell me that somebody didn't know what happened. Because for one, it's public record.
Right.
For one, it went down. Someone he was arrested. It's a police report.
Exactly right. There you go. It's a police report. And in a lot of communities, they have that police blotter in the newspaper.
It is here.
You know, it is here. In New York City, they have a police blotter. You know, everybody that gets arrested. I'm always seeing people's names in there. I'm like, oh, shit, look what this one did. So don't tell me that in the state of Nevada and right where they are, which is right by Reno, that people don't know what's going on, that your neighbor doesn't know. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wherever this happens, police had to be brought there. There had to be an arrest that went on. Where was everybody then? Don't come out of the woodwork now and say, oh, you know, poor Debbie and, oh, poor Mark, he had issues. You know what? I have issues. Like I said before, we all have issues. I'm not going around killing somebody. And quite frankly, and I say this all the time, and I say it as a joke, but if I was to kill somebody, if someone made me that mad, I swear on my life I would wear their blood and march up and down the street and face the music because I would have gotten that, I would have gotten that satisfaction from killing them because a coward is the one that takes his life, like my cousin and like this guy.
Well, you can't tell me a month ago, when this happened a month ago, it wasn't on the news in Nevada.
It's happening.
I guarantee you it was on the news.
You know what I'm going to do?
You know,
I want to go back to TMZ, and I want to look at their files from a month ago, because they're the ones that always put, like, this kind of shit out.
Celebrity type shit.
Celebrity shit. Now, granted, they weren't that level of celebrity.
Yeah, were they on that level, though? I would go.
But Zach Bagan was. Zach Bagan was on their show a whole bunch of times. They had stories about him when he bought the house in where Michael Jackson grew up. Where did he grow up, Michael Jackson? Indiana. Yeah. When he bought the Demon House in Indiana, they had that on TMZ. So I want to go back, I'm going to go actually look.
The funny thing about that house is that I did some research on that house, and the only thing that I read that happened that other people saw was people said that the boy walked up the wall in the hospital. But then when it comes to the mom that's saying she was possessed, the priest that originally went there stopped and was like, this is bullshit, because he would pray in English and she'd start to get all possessy. And when he'd switch to Latin and she didn't know what he was saying, she wouldn't react.
Yeah.
And, Josh, you were raised Roman Catholic in your beginning years of life, and we all know, and I don't care if the community hates me when I say this, the only demonologist and the only exorcism, the only exorcist allowed on this planet, and I don't care what religion you are, comes from the Roman Catholic Church and is handed and appointed down by the Pope.
Yeah.
So all these people taking their little demonology classes. Well, I'm a demonologist. I took three classes.
You know, I got a lot. Read three things.
You know, I have a piece of paper
I have a book of symbols.
I mean, you know,
but if you want, it got carried away. Yeah, if you want to get back, look on KTVN News or WTSP News and try to go back a month on there and see if you can find anything. There's KTVN, WTSP, and KRNV, which I'm guessing KRNV is Reno, a news station in Reno.
I would start there.
See,
Sparks police identify suspect in deadly domestic violence incident. Wait one second.
Let's see if there's a link to an older story on there or something.
Autopsies. Oh, wait. Is this the right article?
Yeah.
Wait, give me one second, Josh. We're just pulling it up, make sure it's... Oh, Lord. There's actually a news clip on here. Sparks police say autopsies performed Wednesday on both Debbie and Constantino show that the couple died from fatal gunshot wounds after a series of crimes that occurred earlier in the week in Reno and Sparks. The original post was this. This is from the Reno Police Department. They have the house, the police line. They actually have the gurneys in the video bringing out the bodies.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
Three people are dead after a series of crimes Tuesday that took place at a home in Reno and an apartment in Sparks. It began when a woman returned to her home around 8 a.m. Tuesday on the 2300 block of Escalera Court in North Reno to find her male roommate dead. She called the Reno Police Department and also let them know that the other roommate, Debbie Constantino, was now missing and she was concerned for her safety. As police started to investigate the death, they also worked to locate the missing woman. By pinging her cell phone, they found that she may be at the Courtside Garden Apartments near 15th Street in Sparks. When officers responded there, someone began shooting at them through the door. Through negotiations, they discovered that Debbie was inside and that she was being held hostage by her estranged husband. Sparks police identified that man as 53-year-old Mark Constantino and said that he's the one who fired the shots at them and is suspected in the death of the North Reno home. Now you come down to the bottom here. In March of this year, Debbie Constantino was arrested at a home in North Reno. According to the records, she and Mark were fighting over money when she scratched him. It escalated and she allegedly sliced his arm with a kitchen knife. She was charged with domestic violence and battery with a deadly weapon. She was never able to have her day in court. Then just 6 weeks ago, along with their daughter Raquel, allegedly went to a home, pulled Debbie out of the car by her neck, and then dragged her inside. Documents accused Rachel and Mark of beating Debbie to the point of breaking her nose and causing bleeding.
Jeez.
Records say that Mark then strangled her, causing her to nearly pass out. Raquel was charged with kidnapping, domestic battery, and vehicle burglary. Mark was charged with kidnapping, domestic battery by strangulation, and domestic battery. We also heard from many of you on our social media sites asking why Mark Constantino was out of jail after being accused of kidnapping by Debbie. In court documents we obtained, it shows that kidnapping is usually a no-bail charge, but in this case, both Mark and Raquel were granted by a local judge. Mark's bail was $40,000, which was allowed him to pay by bonds, and Raquel's was set at $30,000, also bondable. So this
those
was
bond,
entire
so he got it. So he got out for $4,000. If it was bond, he got out for $4,000.
Yes, and she got out for $3,000. But right.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, that I'm having an issue with. She also was arrested prior to him. Prior to this incident,
Her in March, him in August,
and then he did this. This seemed like a boiling pot of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I want to give a little recognition, Josh, and I know it's your show, but
no, go for
the man that Mark Constantino murdered, because that was cold-blooded
murder.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with nothing other than I'm sure he was trying to stop him.
He was identified as 55-year-old James Anderson. So,
yeah, I could not find that.
James
Anderson. Find his name.
It's actually a clickable link. Let's see if they say anything on here. See, it says here that in 2007, BP, blah, 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 we should be on market day back to this. And Ghost Adventures, we met them. No, that was a Ghost Adventure thing. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Here. Friends remember shooting victim
as
a champion for what was right. Now, this is the gentleman that he murdered. Oh, my God, look at this guy. Mm-hmm. Nice-looking guy. His glasses are still lying on his bed. His shirt and belt are still placed on his chair. As for the man who owned them, he was killed Tuesday at his home in Reno. Friends identify the man as James Anderson. He lived with another woman and Debbie Constantino. The garage door was open when the friend, who identified as Victor, dropped off his friend at 6:15 a.m. when he heard her scream. Victor went to see what was wrong. I saw Jimmy there, laying dead in the hallway, said Victor. He approached his lifeless friend. I saw Jimmy, and I knew he was shot in the head. Victor agreed to talk to Channel 2 News if we protected his identity. Victor wants the memory of Anderson to be the focus, not the person who killed him.
And his name is in quotes, like they changed his name, obviously.
Yeah, it's not Victor.
Yeah, like Victor is the, yeah.
I don't give two exclusive about, this is what this guy says. I don't give two, basically he probably said fucks because it says expletive, about Mark. Jimmy was the nicest guy you could have ever met. Jimmy agreed to let Deborah live there with him. She and Mark were in the early stages of getting a divorce. The two lived in the house on Daybreak Drive. Neighbors say police responded to the home frequently. The police had been there many times over the years. This other person moved there 15 years ago, the same time as the Constantino. She said she heard the couple threatening to kill each other many times in the past and had even called the police herself. She wants people not to be afraid to call the authorities if there is such a hunch something is wrong. It's time to call the police because those threats are very real.
Wow. So this has been going on for years, apparently, allegedly.
Years. So here's the thing. Where was this community? Where were the friends? The first thing that I read on that article was in 2007. She threatened to kill him and was arrested. And then it was starting all the years. So you know what? Yeah, maybe they're hot-blooded Italians that scream, I'm going to fucking kill you. Yeah, but she scratched him. She stabbed him. He's done shit to her. And then look what the pinnacle was, because nobody stepped in to really help. Because why? Because they saw, here she is, beating him.
The two people that really did try to step in to help, one of them's dead now. You know?
Right. And this was a man that took her in to probably try to protect her. Give her a place to say, hey, listen, you won't be alone.
Yeah.
Sad.
Like, stay here, you'll be safe, whatever. Of course, he shows up with a gun like a coward, blows the guy away, takes her.
Wow.
Oh, man. I just, you know, like I was saying, I wonder what this is really going to do to the community. I mean, I'm sure this is going to have some type of effect. And for one, I'm sorry, I hope this brings Huff down. Because there are enough people now that are like, dude, you are full of shit. You are disrespectful as shit. I hope this brings him down. I really do. I think this might finally be the thing that people will be like,
enough,
dude.
He's got a big following, too.
Actually, one of the people, somebody that we know, you know what he does, Huff? As soon as you call him out, he blocks you.
Well, I don't follow him anyway. I don't give a shit.
Well, somebody went on his post about the Constantinos and how he's going to contact them and kind of called him pathetic and this and that, and 4 seconds later, this person was blocked.
Of course. Because he knows. I guarantee you. Put a tweet out there. Tell him I want him on this show. I guarantee you we won't hear from him.
Oh, I'll get him on your show. I'll be all nice, like, oh, you just interview you.
I will rip that man apart.
No, he won't
do
it.
Bullshit. He has nothing to back up any of his claims. Nothing.
But let me ask you this. Isn't it two of them? Isn't it father and son?
I don't know that. I don't know.
I mean, before I knew any better, when I used to watch his videos, and we're talking like 5-6 years ago. Yeah, years ago. 5-6 years ago. Yeah, but at that time his son was pretty young, so he wasn't on there too much.
But I think they were doing stuff together.
Whenever I actually started to gain some knowledge in the paranormal field, whatever, and then I saw his bullshit putting out of how you can do a ghost box session in your house and be safe. Oh, bullshit! You're not safe. I don't care what kind of little wooden box you make or how many crosses you put on it. That just had fuck no. That will not protect you from shit. You do
no.
shit like that in your house, you are inviting anything in your house. Period.
Listen, Josh, before you go on any investigation, before you actually put your foot on the ground of the spot, do you do your own little personal ritual?
Yeah. And whether it's in my own head or whether I do it out loud, I do
it. But that's the only way to protect yourself. You have
That is not 100% either.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. I wear a cross around my neck. I always say, like, you know, I come in bright light. Nothing can come home with me. Nothing can touch me. You touch me, we're going to have an issue.
But that's not always a guarantee, you know?
But that's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
None of this is a guarantee. That's why it's called research.
Yep, exactly.
If someone comes to me and says that they're an expert on this or, you know, this or that, I laugh at them. I'm like, yeah, okay, maybe you did, you know, 3 times the amount of investigations of me and looked at 10 times the amount of evidence, but you're no expert. No one is any better than me or the layman that has never been on an investigation and just reads a book.
Okay, I'm going to say something. It's kind of weird. Bill, a minute ago, when me and Dan were just talking, did you, like, blow into the mic or whisper or something?
Nope.
No, he's away from the mic. And I heard that too, Josh. I thought it was you.
We need to go back and listen. I swear to God, I heard something through my headphones that was like a whisper. And I'm kind of freaked out right now.
Oh, my God. It's Mark Constantino. We got the first CBT.
Holy shit. Oh, we talked shit on him, and now he's coming to get me. Oh, my God.
you know, Josh, we've actually talked about going back and doing EVP sessions on some of the past episodes and stuff. We need to do that, you know?
I don't know if either of you heard. I swear to God, when we were just going back and forth a minute ago, I heard something that was not one of us in my headphones.
I heard something, but I thought it was Josh. It was like a breath and like a something, but I thought it was Josh drinking a Red Bull.
Just have to go back. I don't know. No, I wasn't, because I was like talking. We were both talking. I don't know. We'll have to go back and listen to it. That'd be crazy, though, if we caught a freaking EVP on the live show.
No, it's not on
our... Click on my YouTube link right now. I'm live. Ghost hunting on my radio.
There are actually a lot of shows that do get EVPs during their shows. Mm-hmm. And funny thing is, we were talking about the Constantinos. Do you remember they were in Virginia City? Ghost Adventures was in... Winchester Mystery House, and then a team from Kentucky was in Bobby Mackey's. They did an investigation where they had Warren's son there.
Yeah, they tried to connect the two locations.
And bring the spirit. You know, I don't believe things that are on TV. We've talked about that before. It's all, you know, smoke and mirrors.
Well, nothing happened anyway. The guy that was taking the readings on whatever machine was supposed to pick up if something was, like, trading, like, the whole time, he was like, I'm not getting nothing, guys.
Yeah, he was saying he wasn't getting anything. But, you know, it's not unheard of that there have been people that are on the radio that they've had psychics and empaths and all that kind of stuff on the radio with them and have gotten true EVPs. I think Bill and I were guests on the show. Where we heard the EVPs on Rocky's show, right? And Bill was here in Kansas, and I was in New York, and there were EVPs on that show.
Yeah, I believe it. Especially when you're dealing with somebody that's like an empath or a psychic or something like that. You know,
that's what we were talking about.
that's a completely other level right there, because I do believe that things are drawn to them, you know, because I've seen some crazy shit go down with that.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and like, you know, Josh, I've never been on investigations, and I'm relatively new to all the paranormal and all that, but everybody I've talked to that does investigate or that's empathic or, you know, shamans, all that, they say that as you are in life, you are in death. And like, if I'm trying to find my way out of something, I'll go to the person that I know can help me out. And I think it's the same way. If you're empathic or you're sensitive, that's who they're going to seek out. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
they're gonna
seek
out someone that can help them get to the light.
When we first met with the clairvoyant that we work with, you know, my wife's dad passed away when she was 16. He was in Desert Storm. He got gassed. 10 years later, gave him cancer of the gas. It, you know, gave him cancer all over his body. He passed away. When we first met him, it was like not even a week after, and he's calling me like, "Man, some weird shit's going on. I think it has something to do with you or Jenna or something. I don't know." And he starts saying all this shit, and we're just like, "Oh my God!" They're like, "There's literally no way for you to know this stuff. Like, literally, no way." And you know, it's crazy. And that was one thing. It's almost like she came into contact with him, somebody that her father could, you know, come through and get, like, some type of message, you know, through him to get to her.
Exactly.
Because there was, like, specific situations, like, before me and her were even together that he was talking about, that he was like, "Oh, he wanted you to know that he saw that and he thought it was funny," or he was there. And, you know, we have an autistic nephew, and you know, he was like, "He wants you to know that he visits him often, and they make funny faces at each other and stuff like that." And it was just like stuff that he had no way of knowing. But it was like somehow, whatever the other side is, her father knew that she came into contact with this person, and then he was able to come through him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how it works. I don't know. But for whatever reason, they know. It's weird.
Yeah, it's, and maybe, you know, because that seems pretty common to me, where like an end of life type of thing is like, maybe you're more open, or you're easier to channel through or something. But it seems like that, and it seems like the people that have these stories, you know, like the people aren't surprised or taken aback, like it's just a normal thing. You know what I mean? For the person.
And like, we didn't tell this person, when we first met this person, we did not tell them about her father. They had no idea. They didn't know who this person was. They just knew it had something to do with us. And then when he started explaining things that he was, like, seeing and, you know, shit like that, it clicked. And we knew who they were.
Yeah.
Who he was talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, he was calling me like, "Man, I've been up the past 2 nights with really bad headaches and this and that, and I keep seeing, you know, this or that in my mind." And, like, the thing that ended up, you know, making her father pass away was the cancer got to his brain. Headaches. There you go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there was just so many other things. That was just the first thing. There were so many other things after that I don't, you know, want to put out there for everybody because, you know.
Of course.
Like, her family and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it's just, that's a whole other deal right there when you're dealing with people that have that ability.
Absolutely. Well, Josh, we're going to let you close out your show. This was a great one. I think you are one person that really attacked this head on. This has been something since Tuesday that has needed to be attacked the way you attacked it, and some light needed to be shed on all these RIPers that I call them, and like you call them, the click whores. It really needed to be addressed, and you did a great job tonight. And thank you so much for calling me and Bill onto the show. And I wanted to express myself as well. And I hope at this point that the paranormal unity that we all are supposed to have to one another start doing something for domestic violence and child abuse.
Yeah.
If anything good could come out of this horrible fucking thing that has happened, let it be that right there, what you just said.
Yeah.
You know?
Some awareness, yeah.
A little bit of awareness, a little bit of help. Start a fund. Give these women or men money to run to get out of the neighborhood from where this person is.
Yep.
All right, Josh, close it out. You had a great one tonight.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, thank you, guys. All right, guys and gals, there you go, the wonderful Dan and Bill. They are awesome. So, yeah, there you go, guys. I mean, Like I said, I wanted to tackle this head on. There's going to be a lot of people out there that use this to try to gain attention and recognition for themselves. And it's bullshit. It's all bullshit. Don't even give them your time of day. Don't even give them your YouTube click. Don't fucking do it. Because it ain't worth it. They're full of shit. They just want attention for themselves. That's it. And Steve Huff, I hope this bullshit brings you down. I really do. Because you are disrespectful as fuck, man. Like, for real. Like, I have no respect for you whatsoever. I want you to come on this show and debate me about all this bullshit and why these celebrities come and feel like they have to talk to you, blah, 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 whatever, all the bullshit that you do. And everybody else out there in the community, let's keep it classy, guys. I mean, let's keep it classy out there. Let's not use this event to try to gain recognition for ourselves, try to gain clicks and likes and subscribers and shares and thumbs ups and blah, 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 retweets and favorites and fuck that. Let's keep it classy. Let's do what, you know, just do what we always do. Keep it classy. Keep trying to seek answers for the things that we still don't know that hopefully one day we will know. So with that, guys, I'm going to close it how I always do and how I always start it. Listen to everybody. Read everything. Believe no one, not even me. Do your own research. Come up with your own conclusions. Form your own opinion. Thank you guys once again for spending another Thursday night with me here on the Translating Fans broadcast. You can hit up the either Translating Phantoms page on Facebook, which is more the ghost hunting side, Translating Phantoms broadcast on Facebook for the show. Follow me on Twitter at Translating Fam, PHAN. I'm back on Vine. If you get on Vine, look me up, Joshua Det, JOSHUADET. And you're not going to find any kind of paranormal stuff on there, though, guys. I can tell you that. That's my goofy as hell side. So, yeah, guys, if you want to look me up, if you want to hit me up on any of those social networks, man. I'm usually on them quite a bit. So, yeah, guys, thank you for spending your Thursday night with me once again. It's Josh Gritweiler, Translating Fans Broadcast, Incubi Incarnate Broadcasting Network. This is fucking awesome. All right, guys, I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this presentation on the Incubi Incarnate Broadcast Network.
You may be leaving for now, but the nightmares will return.